Blog Talk Radio.
Family, and welcome to the Ask Yaye Sini Show. Today is May 5th, 2013, and it is a glorious day outside. I have to say thank you for joining us. Right at this time, I would like to tell you just a little bit about what the show is going to be on today. Now, what resources do you use in the dating world? We have all kinds of things that we use. And when I listen to people, they use the online, the phone system, and different things like that. I'm just amazed at, you know, how we go about finding dates. So, think about it. I'm going to give you the first question for you to think about a little bit just before we go into our meditation with our host, Yaye Sini. Okay, do you go online in search of dates? Just something for you to think about. At this time, I would like to say welcome, Yaye Sini.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being such a gracious host and for coming on and hosting the show. It's a wonderful show. Everyone really loves it. Will you be so kind as to do the meditation for us?
Yes. Today I'm going to share with you, I think I did the last week, was the last month, my latest CD. Just close your eyes. Feel that you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back and bring your consciousness to this present moment. Okay. Okay.
Oh. You know, whenever you do the meditation, it is always so cleansing. and I truly love it. Family, that was Queen Mother Yaya Thini. A little bit about our hope. Please go to her website, www.yeyefini.com, yeyefini.com. She is very, very correct, very, she is a very, very powerful woman. She is a woman from Panama. She is a spiritual coach, priestess, you'll really like this, a cultural consultant, as well as an author, and she does lectures. She holds classes that we need. We as individuals need for our spirit and for our soul. She was ordained as a Yoruba Ifa, and I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Lukumi priest in 1971. And she teaches and she performs rituals and ceremonies. She organizes and holds spiritual retreats throughout the United States, Caribbean, and the world through the International Institute of African Studies and Knowledge. That's the IIASK. She does so much, and I benefit from talking to her. And you can listen to some of the read some of the testimonies after people have gone to her retreat or had a consultation with her. Just her spirit fills us, and that's something that we all need. And I can honestly say that we really need her. We really do. So I would like to talk a little bit about our guests. We have Michelle and Gladys. They're Heart Desire LLC provides workshops. This is their organization, provides workshops and seminars, private and group coaching sessions, webinars, teleseminars, public speaking, e-books, consulting services, speaking engagements, and they're based in Miami, Florida. They are, let's see, what can I say about them? You know, when I was reading about them, and let me read a little bit. Two love coaches, Michelle and Gladys, have made love their business. That says it all. That truly says it all. Okay. Yaya Thini?
Yes?
Would you like to introduce them, or would you like to say a little bit at this time?
Yes. I would definitely want to say that this show, I'm very excited about it, because I personally have jumped in, walked in, glided in, swam into the dating pool. And so I was, of course, that's what the universe was bringing to me at this, a few months ago. And so as faith would have it and the universe would have it, I met these two sisters at an event in Hollywood, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I was able to ask them a couple of questions about my personal dating experience. And What Gladys said to me was very impactful. It wasn't the first time that I heard it, but to hear it from someone else in that moment, it was like a light bulb went off, like boom. And after that, I said, I have got to get these two sisters on my show. And so happened that we had already planned on doing the dating show. And I so when I met them, I was like, this is perfect. So I asked them what was happening and, you know, could they be available this Sunday? And they said yes, because they have a big event tomorrow and they will be able to share with us that I am going to attend. And so it just worked out perfectly because when we think in line with what it is our desires are, what our heart's desire is, and we get silent, it always comes to us. And when we get off of trying to, when we get away from trying to control our lives and to guide our lives and just relax and allow the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call that force, just glide us into it, then the magic happens. And so I think it's a magical, I think it's a magical experience that you and I had discussed doing the dating show. And here I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I met these two beautiful women that just was just so right on point. So that's why I wanted to share. And you know how I am. If I find something that I like, I want to share it with everybody. So that's why I want to welcome Gladys to the show. I don't know if she's still on. Is she on yet?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay,
I am
bring
her
up.
Her mic is live now. Welcome to the Ask Yayefini show.
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful introduction, Yayefini, and for the invitation to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for being here and being able, because I know tomorrow is a big day for you, but you'll be able to invite us as well. And so the family is growing. So welcome, welcome, and hola, bienvenida.
Muchas gracias.
Okay, so go ahead and start and tell us a little bit about you and this you have. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So as Yayefini said, I'm one half of the Twin Love Coaches. My name is Gladys Diaz, and I'm with Heart's Desire International. And my sister Michelle had planned to be here with us, but her husband surprised her. It's part of keeping the love alive, right? He surprised her with tickets to the opera. So I told her that, of course, we always put our relationships first, and that if she could call in later to just give me a text, then I'll notify you all that she's about to call in so that we can patch her in. But we have made love our business. We have experienced so much love and transformation and just the beauty of the knowledge of loving and being loved every day in a relationship that inspires and helps us to grow spiritually and personally. And we don't want to be the only ones at this party. We want everybody to experience the same type of happiness and joy, the peace and the intimacy that we've been able to create in our relationships. And so we have dedicated our lives to sharing the skills and the principles and the habits of intimacy with women from around the world. And we are just delighted and honored and humbled to have been invited to share with you and your community as well.
Okay, thank you. So exactly how did you find the time, the interest to make love your business?
Well, it started with my sister. Usually she tells the story, but I'll try to do it as beautifully as she does. My sister was seeing someone, and they had decided to take, they had gone to a spiritual guide, and she told them that she felt that they needed to take a 28-day break from one another because of the fact that they kept getting together and breaking up, because he said that he wasn't sure. He was afraid that maybe she wasn't the one. But the spiritual guides being, as they are, knew that there's two people in this relationship, so it's not just one person who's not sure. And she told him that she thought it would be good for them to take 28 days apart, no communication, and just get clear on what their intention for love was, and that they would know at the end of the 28 days whether or not they were going to choose to be together or not. And so, you know, there was never a doubt that they loved one another. It was just the fact that it wasn't flowing. And when you're not in the flow, when you're not feeling that you're in the flow, it's easy to look over there and say, maybe there's something going on with that person. I know I'm ready. It must be him. But thankfully, they were both aware enough to say, you know what, let me look within. And it takes a lot of courage to be willing to look within and saying, what can I shift? What can I transform? So they took their 28 days, and during that time, my sister was talking to a friend and telling her about it, and our friend was so amazed at the peace that my sister was experiencing, because usually people would see this as a prelude to a breakup, right? You can't talk for 28 days. What's he doing? What's he thinking? And I was coaching my sister throughout, you know, talking to her throughout the process and telling her, you know, maybe you need to stop worrying about whether or not he's going to want to be with you at the end of the 28 days and really get clear on yourself. And my sister shared with her a book, because my friend was like, I would never be able to, like, just be so peaceful and talking about it. And she shared with her a book, and the book is called The Surrendered Single. It's written by Laura Doyle. And we decided to create a workshop based on the book, based on the experience that my sister was having, because at the end of the 28 days, when they came back together, he told her that he was sure that he could not face the rest of his life without knowing that she was going to be in it. And they have now been married over 2 years. I think it's going to be 2.5 years soon. And, they just had their two-year anniversary. And so when they decided to do this workshop, they asked me if I would be their married mentor. And a married mentor is someone in your life who has a relationship that's not perfect, but it's a relationship that you look up to, that you admire. And I knew that there were things in my marriage. I mean, there was nothing wrong. We were not on the brink of divorce. But I had had a child, and the romance and the passion was kind of gone. And it doesn't just disappear, ladies, by the way. We actually allow it to. So I started dating my husband again. So I started reading the book, The Surrendered Single, and I also started reading the other book, The Surrendered Wife. And I began to see me transform. And in my transformation, my relationship began to transform. And it has just become, you know, I tell people, my husband and I have now been together for 14 years. We've been married for almost 13. And I am as in love with him. We are as passionate. There is romance there. And there is just like this connection. And it doesn't have to fade away. And I think that's one of the biggest fears that people have, that they're going to get in a relationship or they're going to get married. And then that spark that brought you together in the first place, that was what attracted you to one another, that somehow just goes away. And it doesn't. It's a daily commitment to reigniting it. And that's what we teach women, is how to attract the right man for you and how to continue to nurture and create daily that relationship that inspires, that moves you, and that lets you know that you know that you know that you are in the relationship of your dreams.
Oh, I like that. Very well. Oh, I love it. That sounds so wonderful.
Isn't it delicious?
That is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, if it doesn't touch, move, and inspire you, it's just not worth sharing, right? And every time, you know, I have chills as I talk about it, because when I get to work with women and I see, you know, some women haven't dated in years, or they just haven't had that experience of, you know, they're wondering, is there something wrong with me? Is something broken? Why is it that I keep attracting the same man? And it's not that you're attracting the same man. Clearly they're different men. There's a pattern. There's a behavior. And usually the behavior is grounded in a fear. A fear that comes from your past. And I teach women that your past is not a predictor of what's possible for your future. You get to create that. You get to co-create it with the person, with, you know, your God, your higher power. And you've got to deal with what's there. What is it that's causing me to continue to choose, for instance, just an example, men who are emotionally available or physically unavailable, who are still married or have been, quote-unquote, getting divorced for years? Why is it that I keep attracting men who are unfaithful, who are not willing to choose me and only me for the rest of my life? And once we start looking at those patterns, or even women who are in relationships, why do we keep having this, you know, we'll have a good patch for a little while, and then we get back into the daily bickering and the fighting and the criticism. There's fears there, and those fears drive us to want to control. And usually what we want to control is him. And men don't want to be manipulated. A man doesn't want to be manipulated. He doesn't want to be managed. And so there will be resistance. And that's when you feel that there's no flow, because you're trying to force something to happen rather than allowing it to happen. And that's a lot of the work that we do with women is, you know, it's so women come to us thinking we're going to teach them how to date. And they always tell us, you know, I came for dating tips, quote unquote, and what I got was my life, because it's the transformation goes from the inside out. And then that transformation transforms everything around you.
Wow. Powerful.
Wow. Yes.
So perhaps we can go right into the questions that you had, Ruby, and ask, or read them down so everyone will hear the questions, and then that will give us an idea of the direction and, you know, the wisdom that she has to share with our guests. One of the things that I think also in and concurring with you is that fear sometimes overtakes us and stops us from doing the very thing that we want, because we take fear and use it as some type of deer and headlight movement that we just freeze, versus trying to really do the work and come from the place of fear and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Why am I afraid of this? And like Gladys is saying, that you keep repeating the same thing over and over. I'm reading a very powerful book right now, and I've seen the DVD on it. It's very, very powerful. I'm reading the book, The Shadow Effect.
Is that the one by Debbie Ford?
Debbie Ford, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
About the shadow that we have. All of us have negative experiences or things that have happened to us in our childhood and that, and sometimes we bring it to our lives and we suppress it and we hold it down and we hide it, and when it shows up, we don't want to embrace it for what it is and use it as a lesson. And so for those of you who have all been followers of my show, you know that my life is always about every experience is a lesson and a blessing. And so once we acknowledge that it is a lesson, then we can say, okay, even my birth was a lesson. My past, the parents that my spirit chose to be born from, my life. And you use the negative experiences or your shadow to catapult you into moving forward. You don't take the fear and just freeze. You do the work that is required to acknowledge, you know what, this thing happened to me, and so I am now going to take charge of my life to allow that it does not continue to haunt me. And so in embracing your shadow, or embracing the very thing that you're afraid of, once you submit and recognize that this is a blessing and it is a lesson, once you acknowledge that it is, the spirit just lets you see exactly what the lesson was. And then you just take the courage to step out and move from there. So I just wanted to say that in reference to concurring what you're saying in terms of going over and over and over that we're not dealing with some of the issues that we've had in our past, and we're blaming others or blaming life or sometimes just cussing out God. But it's actually a place where it's your blessing. It's your diamond in the rough. It is the thing that's going to make you who you are. Because if we don't have negative experiences, we won't know how to embrace the positive. The dark has to have, the light has to have dark so it can shine, right? Because if we turn on a light bulb and it's sunny outside, it's not going to have an impact. It only has an impact if the room is dark, and that's the way life is. You have to have those shadows, and you have to have those things, those experiences that make you feel in the moment, you know what, what's wrong with me? How come this has not happened to anyone else? Because you are unique. You have a unique fingerprint. There's no one else in the universe with that fingerprint. And so you are uniquely divine designed to use the experiences that you have to move you forward to heal the world. But to heal the world, you have to heal yourself, you know. So I really enjoy this book because it reminds me so much of my own voice. But I just wanted to say that before Ruby started reading the questions.
Can you give the name of that book again?
Okay, is The Shadow Effect. Illuminating the Hidden Power of Your True Self. Yes, by Deepak Chopra, Debbie Ford, and Marianne Williamson.
Okay, thank you. very much. Okay, should I just read the first question, or should I read all?
No,
of
read all of them, and then we will then Gladys will be able to then, and of course our listening audience may, by hearing them, they may have questions themselves, so that when you open the mic to ask questions or to type in the questions, then they'll have something to go by. So read all of the questions that we had, or the topic.
Okay. The topic, what resources do you use in the dating world? Number one, do you go online in search of dates? Number two, do you find men/women are attracted to you more when you are relaxed and not looking to attract someone? Three, is it acceptable to be intimate on the first date? Four, how many men/women can someone date at one time and still be respected? Five, what do you consider a good first date? Six, how long should you wait before having sex in a relationship? Seven, is divorce always a bad thing?
Well, these are great questions.
Those are
very good questions. some biggies there for me. Okay. That's my specialty, though. That's great. So we'll start with number one. And so do you go online in search of dates? I know that there are people who have different positions on online dating. And I think going back to what we were talking about, the fears, I think one of the biggest reasons people resist online dating because they're afraid. Because they're saying, you know, I don't know the person, I haven't seen the person. But if you think about it this way, and I never, ever want to dismiss somebody's fears. You know, when we work together, we'll actually dig deep into them and find out what's really at the root of it, because usually what's coming up at the top is not what's at the source of the fear. But that fear of not knowing someone, you really don't know anyone until you meet them. So even if you meet someone at a party, even if you're getting introduced to someone from a family member or a friend, and maybe it's a blind date, there's always going to be that element of not knowing. And I do recognize that the whole technology revolution that we've been going through makes it much easier for people to hide who they are. But one of the things that I tell women is, yes, there are guys out there who are not, do not have the best intentions in mind, and they're in online dating. And I'm sure you've probably met a few of them in person as well. So it's not like all the bad guys are waiting to meet you online. There's a lot of men, really great men. I believe that we live in a universe of infinite abundance, and I do believe that there is an abundance of wonderful men out there who are just as committed to finding someone with whom they can spend the rest of their life as we are. And I think that the thing to do when you do go online is to make sure that your profile is the clearest expression of who you really are, because if you want to attract authenticity, then you must be authentic. If you want to attract someone who is trustworthy and trusting, then you need to be that way too. Now, that doesn't mean we close our eyes and we're blind and we're not going to be emotionally and physically safe. That's always going to be our first priority. But you want your, you know, a lot of times on the online profile, people are guarded and they put up a show or they put up a front. You know, we do tell women, I wouldn't put your first and last name there. There's just too much technology. People could find out who you are and things like that. I mean, they don't even need that. They just need whatever. There's just so much out there. But be authentic about what you're looking for, because many times these computer generated matches, they can only match you to what you're putting in there. So if you're consistently getting matched with men who are not at the same vibrational energy that you are, or who are not really looking to create a relationship the way that you are, you've got to look. And that's one of the things that we do. That's one of the services that we provide. We do profile reviews. And what we do is we take a look at them, but we also allow some men in who we trust in our lives to look at them from the male perspective, to say what they hear or what they sense behind what the woman has written, if it feels authentic or if it feels like she's hiding something, or that it's just not interesting or compelling or whatever it is. So that would be one of the things. Is we do recommend online dating. Many of our clients have met their husbands through online dating. And then you also
always want to be checking in with yourself and your intuition as you're dating the person, as you're getting to know them, so that you're not so concerned about whether or not he's going to call you back or he's going to ask you out again, but whether or not he's somebody you would want to go out with again and you want him to call you back, okay? So that's one of the things. For people who are not, who are still don't feel ready to do online dating, another recommendation we make is groups like meetup.com, where you can actually put in your areas of interest, things that you like to do. I mean, there's a group for everything, candle making, dog walking, I mean, you name it. There's groups out there. So at the very least, you would be meeting people in a more casual social environment without the pressure that it's a date, if you will, if you want to use that word, which I feel is made up anyway, but still, you know, sometimes you feel a little bit more nervous. So meetup.com, let's say that one of the things that you like is salsa dancing. If you like salsa dancing or reggae dancing, that's what you like. You can look to see other people who are also meeting to go salsa dancing or reggae dancing, and chances are there will be men there. And now it's more of an informal, not quite so structured meeting as it would be on a date. So that's, you know, that's a very, I know we have a lot of questions, so I'm kind of going a little bit fast. Feel free to interrupt me or ask for clarification if I'm not answering a question fully. But that's what we recommend with regard to online dating. And the good thing about online dating is it really does open up a lot more prospects than if you're just hoping to meet someone at a party, at a club, at a networking event. Now you've got thousands of people winking at you, reaching out to you, chatting with you online. So you now get to be more selective about who you choose to go out with. And so it does elevate the chances that you're going to meet someone a little bit sooner.
Great. Thank you very much. That was powerful.
Okay.
Do we have anyone in the chat room?
Well, I have a question. We have several people in the chat room, but they're not asking questions just yet. In online dating, how old should a picture be if you put your picture up?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you for asking that. So I would say you don't want to have a picture on there that's any more than a year old. The max, 2. Why? Because you've changed. And if you're resisting putting up a current picture, you want to take a look to see what you're saying to yourself about yourself. There's something that would have you resist who you are right now, the beauty of who you are right now, the perfection of who you are right now. Maybe you've gained a few pounds. Maybe you've lost it. It doesn't matter. See, the person cannot fall in love with you if you are not there. So that begins with how you are calling out to the universe for that person. In order to attract someone, like I said before, who's authentic, then you want to be being authentic. And if you do not look any like that picture anymore, you want to look to see, why would I be afraid to show someone who I am? What is it about, what's going on beneath that behavior that would have me resist that? And some other things regarding the pictures, this goes beyond the question, but I think it's very important. Try not to wear sunglasses, because you're not allowing them to see your eyes. And I tell the women, if a man that you're interested in, all his profile pictures on his dating profile have sunglasses, ask him if he would send you a picture without them, because I do believe that the eyes are a window to the soul. And, again, mm-hmm. there's a tendency that you want to always ask, why would you be hiding part of yourself in a picture where you're calling out to the person who may actually be your love partner for life? So that's another thing. Ladies, try to avoid pictures where you're with your girlfriends, because then he's got to guess which one you are. He may actually find your friend more attractive. So he's like, wait, let me go back to the other picture. Which one is she? So you want to have pictures that feature you. And we tell women, self-care is one of the things that we are very big on, you know, doing things for yourself, pampering yourself. Make it a self-care day. Get your hair done. Do your makeup, go somewhere. If you can't afford to have the pictures taken professionally, have a friend take you to a place. Outdoor lighting is the best lighting that there is for pictures. You don't want to be, you know, standing squinting, you know, with the sun in your face, but get in a place where the natural light brings out your natural beauty. And then another thing is, don't do, this one's funny too, the disembodied hand picture, where you're in the picture with an ex-boyfriend or somebody else, and all you see is their hand on your shoulder. That's weird. It's really strange to see that hand or some of his face or his hair or something, you know, and you, like, cut him out. It just sends a weird vibe. So, you know, make it a picture that highlights you smiling. What we tell people is have your friend talking to you and making you laugh and you telling them, you know, really present the love that you want to experience. Like, you know, this is me. This is who you get. This is who you get to spend your life with. And allow your natural personality to show in the picture. Then if you want, you can change tops and things like that so you have different outfits. But make it like a photo shoot. This is the amazing me photo shoot. And then you pick your favorite pictures. And if you are going to put pictures of you doing activities like scuba diving or things like that, then do make, because you want this person to know that these are the types of things that you enjoy doing, do make sure that there is a, that they can see your face, that it's not just a picture of, like, the activity, but it's a picture of you enjoying the activity. So those are just a few tips on the online dating picture.
Okay, and also on the picture, some people take pictures of themselves in the mirror in the bathroom.
Yes, I don't know why we think that's good, but anyway, especially now that so many phones have, like, the switch around that you can actually turn it around. I mean, I tell people, you know, I always bring a sense of compassion. Maybe they were at that moment, you know, they felt they looked good and they wanted to capture the moment. You can always, once you start getting to know the person, you can always tell them, you know, I loved the picture. You know, I loved your smile. Do you have other pictures of yourself? Now, some people get a little bit resistant to that because they think, oh, they're only interested in my looks. So make sure if you're going to ask for more pictures that you're also asking about the person. Because they don't want to feel, you know, men so much as much as women don't want to feel like they're in a meat market. And so just make sure that you're also getting to know them. And, you know, through chatting, there's all these options with the online dating. But, yeah, you can always ask them as you get closer to thinking that you may actually want to meet this person face-to-face, is to ask them if they'll send you a few more pictures of themselves so you can feel more connected to them. And if you say it with that intention, you know, that and the intention in the background is not that you're evaluating and assessing to see whether or not they meet your list of criteria, which is something else we can talk about, then the person will sense that and they'll be fine. And if the person doesn't, then you get to choose whether or not you want to continue getting to know them.
Okay. Okay. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah, so then if anyone on the chat or in the listening audience that wants to
Is the chat room
the comments down at the bottom of the page? I mean, is there a way for me to see the chat room, or is that something that's the host?
No, you can go into the chat room as well.
And how do
Athena,
how do I
you
do
able
that?
To send her? Send her the login for the chat room.
I didn't hear you.
I said, are you able to send her the login for the chat room?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I see. It says here that I need to register. Okay. Because
yeah.
I was thinking if we don't get to all the questions, I'd be happy to answer people's questions offline if we run out of time. I mean, that's
yes, because we want you to give your contact info and all of that to the duelist time, so we can take a break perhaps now, and then when we come back, you can give your contact info so we can catch a breath, because I know that was a lot. Oh, this is exciting. I'm having a wonderful time.
Me too.
Yes.
This is wonderful. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Yes, so am I. Okay, family, you're listening to the Ask Yaya Feeney show with our gracious host, Queen Mother Yaya Feeney, and our guest, Miss Gladys. Thank you and welcome. Yaya Feeney has classes, and they're the Yaya Feeney Balanced Living IIASK 2013 spring classes. Her next class is Saturday, May 11th, and it's the mediumship training class, and it's from
6 to 7:30 p.m. For questions or if you want to learn any more about the class and find out information, please check out her website, www.yeyefini.com. And there you can look at the classes and look at any, and actually you can ask her any questions you would like. You can also email Yeyefini at yeyefini@bellsouth.net. And I will tell you her products. You should go to her shop. When you go to her website, go to her shop. She gave away a lot of products. I think it was last month during
the
show.
Correct, it was last month. We had a raffle.
Yes, her candles, her lotions, her oils, and she makes these products herself. They're not purchased from a store because she knows what to put into it. Her spirit, she's led by her spirit when she makes these products, and her lotions and oils and things for the bath. When you check out her website, also look at her book, Meaningful Monday. Meaningful Mondays has a lot of things that you can do. The rose petals and different things that she uses as far as getting into your spirit and meditating. So definitely check out her website and her book, Meaningful Monday. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it was Wednesday would be, we started July 8th, 2012, is I think when we actually started the Ask Yeyefini show.
Wow.
Yes, yes. And we have had more than 36,000 listeners and people going in and listening on the archive.
Wow.
So at this time, we would like to say yay!
Yeah, wow.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
congratulations,
you.
Congratulations, Yeyefini. I hadn't realized that the time was coming up so quickly that we had been on the air all that time. It's almost our 1 year anniversary.
Wow! I'm gonna have to give something away at the anniversary. I'm gonna have to really
yes.
give away something. Ooh,
I was just getting ready to say, stay tuned, family, because July could be a very good month for you.
Oh my God, that's so wonderful!
Yes,
yes. Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Oh yes, I'm looking forward to lots of shows, and I've loved all of the shows that we've done. And I'd like to say thank you to the people in the chat room. We have several listeners in the chat room. And to our people who are online, thank you very much. And family, the call-in number is 310-742-1887. That's 310-742-1887. If you want to speak on the air, if you have any questions or any comments, please press the number 1. And we will bring your mic up, and you can ask your questions. As I said, I see that we have a lot of callers on the line, and I hope you're enjoying listening to our host and our guest. And if you have any questions, just press the 1 or comment. We welcome all comments as well as questions. So I'm going to go into the next question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
do you find men / women are attracted to you more when you are relaxed and not looking to attract someone?
That's a really great question, because I think, you know, let's call a cat a cat, right? If someone is single and they're interested in dating, then they do want to find someone. And one of the things that we teach in our workshops, which it's really, you heard me say the title of the two books that we use, The Surrendered Single and The Surrendered Wife. That doesn't mean that we're giving up and I give up on love. It's actually the spiritual sense of surrender, where I am letting go my need to have to control, manipulate, force, or strategize in any way to get a man. You know, in this case, I'm a woman, so I'm going to speak in that term. The same thing for a man. Instead, I'm going to allow love to find me, because what we teach women is, instead of trying to control or pursue or hunt for a man, you are actually, who you are being is going to attract him into your life. How is that going to happen? Well, we're going to work together, and who you are being is going to be what he recognizes. We all know in our heart of hearts what it is that we're looking for in a life partner. And I'm not talking about the physical characteristics of how tall he is, the color of his eyes, what kind of car he drives, where he lives. I'm not talking about that. In our heart of hearts, we know the type of experience that we want to have in a relationship. So when we are open to that and we are being, you've heard me use the phrase, if I want someone who's trustworthy and trusting of me, then I need to be trusting and trustworthy. If I want in my relationship of my dreams to experience joy and peace and passion, then in my life now, today, not when I find the person, now when he finds me, today I'm going to be joyful, I'm going to be peaceful, and I'm going to be passionate. Because that is what will have you guys, will have the two of you recognize each other. There will be a resonating in your being that this is the person who I choose to spend my life with. Because there's more than one, the one. You know, that we have this fallacy or this myth that there's only one, the one, one soulmate. This, you know, there's 6 billion people on this planet, and we're talking to women, so half of those are men, and half of those men are straight. So you've got a good chance. There's like 1.5 billion men, and you get to choose the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with. So in allowing yourself, rather than being so, you know, a lot of times we're in the space of doing. I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to say the right thing, and I need to call, and if he doesn't call me in 3 days, then that means he's not serious. And all of these requirements and expectations and ultimatums, which is really limitations that we put to the possibility, you know, limitations we put to what's possible for us, then I allow the love to find me. I allow him to be who he is. I choose to love and be loved for everything I am and everything I'm not, and I choose to love him for everything he is and everything he's not, then there is a freedom. There is a peace that is created. And in the space of freedom, anything is possible. And then I know that he's choosing to be with me, not because I said this or I followed the rules or I played this game or I strategized, but he's choosing to be with me because he can't imagine living his life without me. And I choose to be with him because I don't want to live my life without him. There's got to be choice. And a lot of times in relationships, with all the ultimatums and the conditions that we place and the expectations that if you loved me, then you would. And if you're the one for me, then X. If we can take all of that away and we can just allow love to be, then we're actually calling it into ourselves. You know, there's a book called Calling in the One. But I don't believe that there's just the one. I do believe that in being who I am, there I'm going to attract men who resonate with that, and then I get to choose which man I would like to spend the rest of my life with. And so
man or woman.
Men or women, yeah, same thing with the men.
We have male listeners sometimes as well.
Exactly. And what I want to say to the women and the men prefer, it's a little bit different for them when we work with them. Usually our husbands are the ones. My sister's husband is a certified dating and relationship coach, and my husband, He does mentor. Like, he's not a certified coach, but he does mentor on behalf of our business. So he'll talk to men, and he will tell them, you know, they'll both tell them, men like to pursue. Even if a man tells you that he likes to be chased, okay, that he wants to, what he's telling you is he wants to know that you're interested. I think a lot of times we play so many games that we give off the air that, well, maybe I could take it, I could leave it. You know, we're a little bit fictitious in that sense. And so when a man says, oh, I like a woman who pursues me, all he's telling you is that what he would like. As a man, hopefully there's men in the chat room who can give me an amen or a high five to say what he wants to know is that you're interested, because it takes so much courage for a man to ask a woman if she would like to go out with him, if she's interested in having coffee, if she wants to get to know him better, not knowing what the answer, what the response is going to be. And, you know, I always admire men for that courage. And I tell women, don't pursue and don't go asking men out, because then, first of all, you're putting yourself in that very vulnerable space of being rejected that men put themselves in each and every time they ask a woman out. But a man, if we go back to the beginning of time, men have always been hunters and gatherers and protectors and providers. And so that is part of their innate spirit, is that they like to be the one pursuing. But we want to send the signals that, yes, if you come over and speak to me, I'd probably say yes. You know, I'd at least have a conversation with you. So our role is to not pursue and not hunt. It is to attract, and the man will be drawn to that. And so there doesn't have to be any forcing. There doesn't have to be any the word that's coming to my mind is like that it's a heaviness that people tend to have around dating, because there's so much expectations tied into it. It's just, we're going to meet, we're going to have coffee. It's not a proposal, it's coffee. And so let's just have coffee and get to know each other, and then we can choose at the end of the date whether we'd like to see each other again. But what makes dating heavy, and what I'm getting from this question is about being more relaxed, is when there isn't that expectation of what should happen and what it should look like on this day, then, of course, both of you being more relaxed, there's that freedom. There's that space for us to show up exactly how we are, exactly how we are not, and for each of us to choose whether we like what we're experiencing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was wonderful. I love that explanation.
Yeah,
that was right, hitting it right there, yes. Definitely. So give us a little insight as to what's happening tomorrow while we take a breath and reconnect to the things you just said. Tomorrow's a big day for you. So let us know.
Yes, and thank you so much for allowing us to share this. I'm very excited about this. This is and I apologize in advance if I get emotional, because so much love has gone into this project, and I can't believe that it's starting tomorrow. So my eyes are already welling up, so I'm going to try to get through it. But tomorrow I'm launching a telesummit that is called From Heartache to Your Heart's Desires. And it's all about empowering women. Men are also invited to participate, but I like to let them know that in the context of the conversation, we're talking using examples of women, but the principles of love are the principles of love, whether you're a man or a female. And the whole purpose of this telesummit, it's going to run from May 6th until May 20th and maybe beyond, because I have more experts who keep asking me if they can be part of the telesummit, and because I do believe in a universe of abundance, I'm not stopping them from coming. But what we're going to do is we're going to empower you. When somebody has experienced heartache, there's a lot of pain and a lot of fear and many times a lot of self-doubt that comes with a breakup, whether it's a boyfriend-girlfriend breakup, a divorce, what happened in my case where I was widowed at a very young age, or you start to wonder if you were cut out for this relationship thing and, you know, whether you can ever really find love or find love again, as was my question. And the whole telesummit's purpose is to empower you to be able to face your fears, move beyond them, and begin to step into a new future that is filled with the possibility, the real possibility, of you experiencing loving and being loved. And so I've invited, right now we're up to 25 experts in the areas of love, dating, relationships, healing. I have EFT practitioners. I also have a feng shui instructor who may be coming on. I have transformational speakers, big names in the world of transformation and the law of attraction, who are coming together over these 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, to share what are the things that we can do to remove the things that are blocking us from experiencing love so we can open our hearts to the possibility of loving and being loved. And that starts tomorrow, and it is completely free, absolutely free. What you would have to pay to have a 45-minute session with these experts would be, you know, to have 25 experts and have 45 sessions with each of them would be astronomical. But they have been so generous to allow me to speak to them and to make the interviews available to you for free. And each of them has also given at least one free gift. So when you listen to the interview, you will also have an opportunity to download. Some of them are video series. Some are guided meditations, e-books. I mean, they've really been gone above and beyond. And it's just been a beautiful experience. And I just invite anyone, whether you're single and you've experienced heartache and you're wondering, you know, what can I do? I really do want to be in the relationship of my dreams. What can I do? There are a lot of the interviews have exercises where we're actually doing the guided meditations with the expert. And then if you are in a relationship, if you're listening to this show, you are in a relationship and your heartache is coming from the fact that you're wondering what happened. What happened to us? We're so happy. We were so in love, and it's kind of changed. Or like I said at the beginning of the show, it's gone away or it's faded away. You're going to want to participate, because even in the sessions that have dating in the title, I ask the experts to give us some advice and tips and resources for those people who are in relationships where they're struggling. So I just invite everyone who is listening to please go to the URL to sign up, because you must subscribe in order to have access to the interviews. The interviews will be sent to you. Each day you'll get 2 interviews that you can listen to, and they're available for 72 hours after they air. So you have quite a lot of time to listen to them. And then there's also the opportunity to purchase them if you don't want to have to be waiting for them to go on air. But go to www.heartache2heartsdesires. Heartache to hearts with an S, desires.com. I'm actually going to type it right now into the chat room as well. When you click there, you'll see a video of me letting you know a little bit about the telesummit, and there is a box to enter your name and your email address. Once you do that, just confirm your email address or you won't be able to get access to the telesummit. And that's it. That's it. For the next 2.5 weeks, you will have 2 daily doses of inspiration. And I tell everyone that it's a journey to hope, restoration, and new beginnings.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that. The first word that I loved when I heard you say that at the seminar that I went to was free. I was like, okay, we got to pass this one on. Anytime I find something that works and is lovely, I pass it on.
Thank you. No, I'm so excited. I mean, some of these people are people that I've followed. You know, it was a little bit hard not to be starstruck on the call and all like giddy because I was talking to somebody who I've followed. But the generosity and the love of these experts, and I mean, what do you expect? You know, they are love and relationship experts. So I'm actually calling them heart messengers. I've got 25 heart messengers, and each of them is just giving of themselves. And it's really been for me as the hostess, because all of these interviews have been pre-recorded, has been a healing journey for me too. And I've just learned so much that I can bring down to my clients and to my own practice. I'm just grateful for the whole experience, and I'm so glad that you've given me an opportunity to share it with your community as well.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. I love the fact that, and that's the thing that, as you know, we believe is that the universe is abundant, and when you're able to receive the things that you want, you feel like it's just a miracle transforming. But it's not. It's your birthright. It's your birthright to be happy, to be joyful, to just set that expectation every day that everything that I require, desire, and more
is mine for the asking. You know, and when you step out with that, so I was like, oh, my God, we have got to share this with my community, with everyone. I have sent so many people to register because
well,
I think this
you,
is something
you,
that's, because that's the way that we're going to heal the world. Each one of us has healed. We're going to heal ourselves, and we're going to extend that to others, and we'll heal the planet, and we will see the transformation that is happening in the world. Everyone wants to change. Not that it's any different from 50 years ago. It's just that we're more open to new ideas and new concepts. Yes. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. We say at Heart's Desire, we say that our mission is to transform this world one heart, one woman, one relationship at a time. And so our ability to transform the world by transforming people who are then going to create families, because that's where it all begins, and those families now experience transformation, and it spreads over to our communities, and from our communities it spreads to our countries, and from there we've got this whole global movement of transformation. So that's really, you know, we started the show saying that we're in the business of love, but we're not just talking about romantic love. We really are committed to transforming this world from the inside out.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so warm and fuzzy behind it, because that's my kind of world. That's the world I live in.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ruby, go on with the next question. Is there any questions?
No questions yet. No one.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, next question. Is it acceptable to be intimate on the first date?
Great question. I'm going to combine that one with number six, because number six was how long should you wait before having sex in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm going to combine the
okay.
two answers. So is it acceptable to be intimate on the first date? Well, I guess the word acceptable would be, you know, a judgment. You know, it's good, bad, right, wrong. So the way I choose to say it is, what is it that you're committed to creating? If what you're committed to creating is a lifelong relationship, if you want to at least explore on this first date the possibility of it turning into something, having sex too soon, what it's going to do is it's going to send a message, whether you think that, you know, and a lot of times women are like, oh, you know, I can have casual sex as much as, you know, as easily as the next guy. And maybe that's the case. If that's all you want, perfect. Definitely go ahead and have sex on the first day if all you want is casual sex. What we believe is that the minute, and it's all scientific, and I'm going to try to say it as quickly as possible because I know we have other questions, but the moment we connect with someone physically, and I'm not just talking about pure intercourse, it could be all the things that lead up to it, because it rarely just happens, right? The moment we have that physical connection, there are hormones that are released in our bodies. There's dopamine, which makes us feel very, very high. There's serotonin, and then there's oxytocin. And oxytocin is the hormone that is called the bonding chemical. And the bonding, it's the same exact hormone that mothers release when they are breastfeeding their children. That's why we feel so connected to our babies when we're doing that. And we release it even when we're feeding by formula, but it's the highest is when we are nursing our children. So what happens is that both men and women release oxytocin. Men release it primarily at the moment of orgasm, of climax, and women do too. We're releasing it a lot, all the time. But at the moment of climax, it peaks. What happens? We both have this bonding feeling, right? We feel connected because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not ever just physical. There's also that spiritual and that emotional bonding. Well, what happens is that men are at the effect of oxytocin for 2 to 4 hours after climaxing. Women are at the effect for 2 to 4 days. And that is why we then become the gum on the bottom of his shoe, and we are so stuck to him after connecting in that way that we will even begin to sell out on ourselves with regard to what we really want in a relationship, with regard to what is acceptable or acceptable to us as far as us being treated with respect, because now we have to make him the one. And we will justify and we will excuse and we will oversee and overlook the things that are maybe red flags because we've already given ourselves to him in that way. There's the other chemicals, the dopamine and things like that, they do what drugs do. what chemicals do, which is they alter your judgment. And so all of these things are working in the favor of not seeing some of the red flags that may be there. And at the very least, even if you were meant to be together, or not meant, but you choose to be together, right, there's still that lack of clarity because there's so much chemicals. That's why people call it chemistry. It is absolutely chemistry. All these chemicals are rolling around in your body, and they will cloud your judgment just as much as alcohol will. And so our recommendation is that you wait 30 days or 6 dates, whichever comes last, okay? Because sometimes you really like each other, you'll see each other 6 consecutive days. That doesn't necessarily give you the time to really get to know the person. And the reason we say 30 days, 6 dates, whichever comes last, is that you want to use this time to really get to know the person, because many of us are we feel much more comfortable with becoming naked physically with someone than we are with becoming naked spiritually and emotionally. And if you're going to choose to give yourself to someone in that manner, and you already know that that's something that's important to you, okay, that type of intimacy is important to you, then you want to be as vigilant as you can about protecting yourself emotionally and physically, and only have that type of connection with someone when you feel that you are emotionally safe. And the way that we recommend that you do that is by waiting. And 30 days sounds like a long time, but it really isn't. And some women choose to express their desire to wait until they are in a committed relationship or engaged or married. You get to choose. The man who's right for you is going to honor. He is going to honor your desire. Choosing to sleep with him is not going to keep him with you any more than choosing to wait is going to draw him away. The man who's right for you will wait for you.
Hmm. Amen to that.
Absolutely. And so, guys, if she's saying that she wants to wait because she wants to be in a committed relationship, she's not saying you have to be the one to be in a committed relationship with her. Just honor her desire. If you're not ready to commit to her, say okay. As much as your body's gonna want to. I mean, my husband made it very clear to me one day. I was telling him no because the ladies in our workshop, they say that all guys want is sex, and he's like, okay, baby, let me clarify for you. When we walk up to you to say hello, we want to have sex with you. When we ask you for your phone number, we want to have sex with you. When we ask you on the phone, he goes, it's always there. He goes, but if we respect you, we'll respect you. And if we really are interested in you, we'll wait. You know, and he's speaking the truth, because my husband was one who could get women. He's Dominican. He's got that swagger and that, so hot, right? And he was used to women sleeping with him right away. And it didn't happen with me. Because I had just been widowed it hadn't quite been a year, and I was not ready. And plus, because of my spiritual beliefs, I did not feel comfortable sleeping with someone until I was in a committed relationship leading to marriage. And so he speaks, you know, he speaks on behalf of men, but he told me, he goes, I was used to getting women to sleep with me leaving the club. He goes, but there was something different about you. And the fact that you made it clear that you wanted to wait, I respected that.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. And I met him. He is a hunk.
So, ladies, wait. It's worth it. It really is, like, you know, the little saying, it's worth the wait. It is worth the wait. And that way you'll know that you're ready emotionally. And then and that you've gotten to know him, and there will be a sense of safety that you feel. And you get to choose. You get to choose.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to give you a break for a second here.
Okay.
And family, if you go to Yayasini's website, check out her blog. You know, she did a blog on April 29th. And, you know, I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and you'll see how powerful her blogs are once I read this to you. This says, this meaningful Monday, we continue into April with a celebration honoring Agun. Agun is the energy that governs courage, lack of fear, bodily harm, zealousness, and is motivated by situations that involve challenges or hard and dangerous work. Agun's colors are red, green, black, and white.
The planet governed is Mars, and Tuesday is the day of celebration. His number is the number 3. And the governing sign is, of course, me, Aries. Agung's power is manifested through using metal, knives, or tools of hunting, also for cleansing and removing of negative energy and cutting away obstructions from the aura. Just listening to that and thinking and meditating on it, you know, that it governs courage and lack of fear. That's something that we can relate to dating and relationships. Some of us don't get into dating, whether it's online or a different source, because now we have all kinds of ways of dating as opposed to going to the club or meeting someone in a grocery store. A lot of us shy away from things because of fear or because it seems too hard or because we fear bodily harm or something like that. So definitely read this blog, and she has several blogs on there, her previous blogs that she does. So, and sign up for her newsletter. Her newsletter will give you a lot of information, and it will tap into your psyche, so to speak. So definitely look at her blog. Okay, you want to continue to the next question? Or did anyone... Ms. Gladys, did you have a comment on that, or did you want to say anything in reference to that?
No, I just wanted to say that one of the things that attracted me to Yaya Feeney is just her, she's just very authentic, and her love is very palpable when you meet her. There's just an energy. We actually met back in November, and then we saw each other again a couple of weeks ago, and I remember just feeling like just drawn to her. There was just a loving spirit about her. And so as for those of you who choose to work with her, you know, just know that you will be in the spirit of love. You will be totally enveloped in the spirit of love when you work with Yaya Feeney. And I know that she's worked with another mutual friend of ours who's also a business coach, and she was telling me about
mango ginger scrub.
Yes, I need to go to your store and get that, because she was going on and on about it so much. I was like, I forgot to tell you that day that I wanted to purchase it. So I'll be going to your store right now after this call.
Good. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you so much. And I'm so humbled that, you know, I've been given this type of calling, destiny, and passion for just really being very transparent. You know, because as I will share with you, I think that when you're transparent, you can be happy, you can be joyous, because you don't have to worry about what lie you told. And, you know, and at my age, I can't tell too many lies, because half the time I can't even find my key. So I really try to be as happy and find the positive in every situation. So, you know, thank you for saying that, because once we embrace self-love, we can love every day, every moment, every tree, every bug, every situation, because we know that, you know, this too shall pass if it's something that just kind of, you know, tweaks our emotions. So thank you for saying that. And definitely get the scrub. Ooh, child. Yeah, see, she came to the anniversary party we had last night, and, of course, she bought her. She said, ooh, I need a refill. So she long bought her refill yesterday. She said, watch out, boyfriend.
I love her. She's so good. So great.
Okay, I'm going to read the next question.
Okay.
And, okay, that is, how many men/women can someone date at one time and still be respected?
I love this question, because I think a lot of us have this idea that we should, with quotation marks around the word, only be dating one person at a time.
And one of the things that shocks women when they come to our workshops is that we say, no, date as many men as you feel comfortable with. Now, a lot of times we'll get this shocked face. And Yefini, you were at that event and you heard the gasp, right? When we said that, I was like, and we're like, we're not saying sleep with as many men as you want or kiss every man that you date. What we're saying is date as many people as you feel comfortable with. And the reason I add that as you feel comfortable with is because you do not want dating to become something that's overwhelming. And those of us who are very much in the spirit of doing, will, you know, where we throw ourselves into something, and you may find yourself going on 2 dates a day. I mean, we do have women who will see somebody for lunch and then they'll have another date for dinner. But if you're doing that every day and it's not bringing you peace, if it's making you feel like dating is becoming another job, or something that's causing you stress, then you don't want to do that. So let's say that you mm-hmm. choose to see 3 men at a time. Why is this beneficial? Number one, men do this all the time, and they have no problem with it. We're the ones who get upset. We're like, oh, that was a picture of him with another woman on Facebook, and you've only gone out on 1 date with him. And so, yeah, he's seeing other people. That's the purpose of dating. The purpose of dating is to get to know people so that then you can choose whether you would like to continue seeing this person. So it's okay to date 2, 3, 4 people, however many people you feel comfortable with, and get to know them. What does that do? What's the benefit? The benefit is that now let's say that you're dating 4 gentlemen, and now you get to see, what do you like? What don't you like? Who makes you feel more special? Who are you laughing with? Who do you feel the same with when you're with him and when you're not with him? Because that means you're not pretending, okay? So you go out with all these people. Now you're gathering information that helps you to make a choice, a powerful choice about what you want to experience. And another reason we do that is because when you only date one person, then when that person's not calling, you're checking your phone every 5 seconds, you're stalking him on Facebook, you're looking to see, looking to see if he texted you, replaying the last conversation that you had with him in your head to see if you said something that maybe he got upset about, and you're driving yourself crazy hoping that the phone will ring. When you're dating 3 or 4 people, the phone's always ringing. You're never going to be without a date. Unless
right.
you choose to have a girls' night, or you choose to stay home, it's your choice. But that's the benefit of dating different people. And we actually had a client who came to us, and she was like, oh, I really like this one. I'm dating these 2 guys, and they're both nice, but I really like this one, but he's not the one who's calling. And, the other guy called, and we said, one exercise that we do with the women is writing out the relationship of your dreams. It's a whole exercise that we go into. I don't have time to go through it now, but we said, she was actually talking to my sister. My sister said, okay, read that to me. And she did, and she said, okay, where in that relationship of your dreams does it say that you're wondering if he's going to call you, that you're wondering if he likes you? It's not anywhere in there. And she was like, oh, and she goes, now tell me about the other guy. The other guy was calling all the time, was picking her up when he said he was going to. He had bought her a kayak because she had mentioned that she loved kayaking. All the signs were there that this guy was interested in her and the other one was not. And she was able to see that, and now they just celebrated their 3rd wedding anniversary. Because she was able to see that, oh, my gosh, she was in a familiar pattern of chasing the one that wasn't interested in her. That was her pattern. It had happened
right.
when she was in her 40s. It wasn't the first time this had happened. And by being able to get clear about what she wanted to experience and having a coach point that out to her, then she was able to see, oh, my gosh, all the evidence is over here. And then she was able to see him newly. And now, 3 years later, they're very happy to marry. So,
yes,
yeah, many, many men.
That's wonderful. And see, also, to add to that is, apparently,
oh, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble.
Oh,
having
sorry.
Trouble hearing you.
Yeah. You're breaking
you
up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking
comes,
up a little bit.
Yeah,
okay, how is this? Is this any better?
Yes, it's better.
Okay. Yes, I would say I'd like to corroborate with that in that sometimes when we go out with just one, as you said, we put everything into it, and that has to be the one. And then sometimes we have this one that we're comparing the next relationship And so you start focusing on what, you know, you can improve on him and improve. It's just a date. It's not a relationship. You're just going through a list. Yes, it's
exactly.
Not, yes, relax and welcome the experience. And then you get your meals.
Absolutely. You heard us say that, G.A. Affini, at the event, that the biggest difference between men and women is that men go out on dates and women go out on relationships.
Yes.
We're sitting on the first date already picturing what our children are going to look like, you know?
Yes,
And he's having his steak, you know? He's just really enjoying his steak and your company, and you're in your head planning your wedding and the honeymoon and what your kids are going to look like. And you know, that, going back to the statement I made earlier, he can't fall in love with you if you're not there. So if you're not mentally present and spiritually present on your date, how can he connect with you? He cannot connect with you if you're not there. So it is just lunch. It is just a date, coffee. It's an opportunity to get, I tell women, if you can approach dating as an adventure, as every single date being an opportunity to learn something about yourself, someone else, and about what you want to experience in a relationship, the experience of dating will shift for you. It's the heaviness that you're bringing to dating, what it has to be, and oh my God, my biological clock is ticking, or whatever it is that it is for you, that's driving you crazy. If you can get that out of the way, you will have fun on every single one of your dates, and it won't matter to you. And if you know that on the 41st date, you were going to meet the one, then you, when you're on date 25, you'll be like, woohoo, I've only got, you know, however many, 16 more to go. You know, but we don't. We're like, oh, my God, I've been on 10 dates. And, yeah, because you're being heavy about it. You're being significant about it. Treat it like an adventure. You get to learn something about yourself, about someone else, about what you want in a relationship, and to have fun. You're being taken out. Enjoy it. Receive it. Receive his time, his attention, and just know that the presence of your company is enough. That's gift enough for him.
Yes, amen. And you say that it is an adventure, not a destination.
Yes.
Not a destination.
Exactly, because you're going to still date your spouse. You want to still continue dating the person when you, if you make a lifelong commitment or you choose to marry, you're still going to be dating them. You're still going to be learning about them. The other day, after 14 years together, I learned that my husband, when he was younger, used to play the violin. If you look at my husband, he grew up in Washington Heights in New York. The last instrument in the world that you would picture him playing is a violin, which is like such a, you know, such a sensitive instrument. And I love that I found that out about him 14 years into our relationship. And every day I discover something else. And so, yeah, it's an adventure. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to tweet you. It's an adventure, not a destination.
Enjoy it. Because, well, thank you to tweet.
can you tell us something about the mediumship class that you have coming up? What can be expected, and who should register for the class? Hello?
Oh, did we lose her?
Oh, look like we lost our host. I am going to call her back.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to call her back. See if I can
Hello?
Get her. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just went off when you said mediumship class.
The spirit didn't want you to talk about it. So.
Yeah, so let's go on through it with it because we have half an hour. So let's go on with it, and I'll just talk about that at the end of what's upcoming.
Okay.
Because I think we have three more questions.
Nope, we have two more questions.
Oh, good.
What do you consider a good first date?
A good first date would be a date where you go and you are physically present and mentally present on the date, and you are being yourself and allowing the other person to be themselves, and you are just what we just said in the previous question, allowing for the opportunity for you to learn and discover something about one another. That you, if at the end of the date you feel
that you had a good time, that you you laughed, you enjoyed whatever the activity was, whether it was dinner, the theater, the, you know, the show, whatever it was that you went to see, but that you enjoyed being with that person even more than what you did together, I would say that that's a good date. And if there's that, if there's that willingness to see one another again, I would consider that a good date. But if you were yourself and you allowed the other person to be themselves and there was that, you know, that back and forth, because, look, first dates are nerve-wracking. The man's nervous, the woman's nervous. It's difficult to be 100% authentic on the first date because we invest so much in it, right? We were just talking about the stress that we bring to it. But if you feel that you were yourself, you had a good time, you enjoyed being with that person even more than whatever it was that you were doing together, then I would say that that would constitute a good first date.
I like that.
And ladies, let him know if you did have a good time. Definitely thank him. Thank him for, you know, during the date you want to say things like, I really, oh, this is such a nice restaurant. I enjoy this music. Thank you for picking me up, or thank you for meeting me if you chose to meet because you didn't feel comfortable him picking you up. Let him know if you're having a good time, you want to do two things. Number one is inform your face, which means smile, for goodness sakes, and let the guy know that you're having a good time. And then thank him periodically throughout the date just to let him know he's, you know, the guy wants to know that he's doing something right. He doesn't know you well now, so the only way that he can know if you're enjoying yourself is if you let him know. And at the end of the date, if you would like to see him again, you can always express an invitation like, thank you so much, this was a great date, and I hope we get a chance to do it again. You know, it's different from asking him out on a date saying, hey, why don't we meet for coffee on Thursday? No, he's just saying, I really had a great time, I hope we get a chance to do it again. And that's an invitation.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That let him know that you're open because he's nervous too. Because men don't like they take rejection harsher than women. Because you know,
And it's scarier for them. It's scarier for them to ask you out on the second date. Why is that? Women complain that men wait like 3-4 days to call. Think about it. When he asked you on the first date, you didn't know him, right? So you said yes, you said no based on whether or not you wanted to go out. If you say no on the second date, you say no to the second date, it's because you didn't like him. So he's putting himself in an even more vulnerable position to ask you out again, which is why some men wait. And they don't ask you out right away. If he's feeling great and it's very obvious that you had a good time, he may ask you out right then and there on that date. But there's still that element of fear, which is why I always say, you know, let's be compassionate with the men. Because if you say no to the second date, it's because you didn't have a good time and you didn't like him. So he tries to protect himself from feeling that rejection.
Oh, that was interesting information. Yeah, I never even thought about it like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you're the love expert.
Thank you. And I just, you know, this work has really made me really grow to love men even more. Because I think, you know, when we're younger, there's kind of like this, you against me, this men are the enemy type thing. We feel like we have to protect ourselves. And seeing men in a more compassionate light, and you know, my husband has really shed a lot of, because of the work that I do, he shares a lot with me from the male perspective. When I'm coaching a woman, he'll tell me why her husband may have reacted that way. Because he's like, you know, he was hurt or he felt rejected or he doesn't feel appreciated. It's just made me grow to love men even more because they do have to take so many more risks than we do, and we tend to think that we're the ones taking all the risk.
Very well said. Thank you. Ooh, I love this show. This is wonderful.
Yes, yes. Ms. Gladys, someone has a question, but they're going to call in. So I will make sure I monitor the switchboard. So actually, they're calling in now. Are you ready to take a question, or do you want to answer the last question?
No. Go on and ask the question now.
Okay. Just a moment. Caller 786-202. You're on the air. You're on the SCA Athene show. You have a question or a comment?
I do. Hi, Gladys. It's Maria.
Hi.
Hi, Yaya Athene. I haven't met you yet, but it's great to meet you now. I do have a question. I recently joined Match, and I've been doing everything Gladys has told me to do. She's been a great coach for me. I love her. She's a great friend. But what happens, I went out on one date so far, which was pretty brave of me because I hadn't been dating before. And I talked to this guy on the phone. We had great rapport. We finally met in person. We just had one drink at a local place that I felt safe meeting him. And at the end of the date, he just said, call me.
Yeah.
And that kind of turned me off. Now, I thought maybe, hey, maybe you should call me. So how do you deal with that, like, you know, wanting to be courted or the
right.
guy actually just giving you instructions on call me? It kind of was like, ugh.
Right. Okay. So if you were just listening, you know, to what I was just saying before, it's bringing compassion to the situation. So he may not know whether or not you'd say yes. There may be something about him that made him wonder whether or not you would say yes to a second date. So many times men will say, call me, because they want to know whether or not you would. If you call him, that's indicating that you would like to go out with him again. So what you can say instead, if you don't want to have to call him or you prefer to be courted, like you said, one of the things you can say is, you know, and I always say bring playfulness, you know, bring a playful attitude to it. It's not being facetious. It's just making it light and fun, because remember, we don't want heaviness and burden on our date, and just say, hey, I'm light, but I'd love it if you call me too. And that way it's, again, an invitation for him to know, oh, okay, if I call her, she's probably going to pick up the phone. She's not going to reject me. And also saying the words that I just said now, like, you know, right before that, you know, I really had a great time. I hope we have a chance to do it again, or I'd love to see you again. Being, you know, that bold is not telling him, hey, you have to call me. It's just letting him know, being real, really real about the fact that you would probably say yes if he asked you. So what I found is usually when men say that, they're not 100% sure about how the date went. And so they're kind of putting the ball in your court. So if you don't want to call him, if you don't want to get into that pattern of being the one to call him, you can also text him the next day and say, if you didn't get a chance to say, I'd love to see you again, or I had a great time, you can send him a text message and let him know, thanks again for the drink or whatever it was that you guys did together. I hope we get a chance to do it again. Or call me if you'd like to do it again. Very plain, very simple, light, playful. And it's an invitation instead of an obligation.
Very good. It's, you know, but when you're, and this is the first date I've been on in a long time. I'm glad you know my story. But
yeah.
That I was just like, well, I don't know what to say, because you have to come up with something in the moment. And then, you know, we had a nice hug, and then he was like, he has to drive me home, but I only live 2 blocks away. And, you know, it's the first time I meet this guy, so I felt more comfortable. I'm sure he was fine. I'm sure he wasn't an expert or anything. But I just felt more comfortable walking home because it was the first time meeting him. And so we had like a quick, like, you know, an air hug. And then he went on his way. And I just didn't know what to do because it felt
right.
kind of cold, you know.
Well, that's
more
that's
than
a
man.
Good, that's a
he
good
called
piece
me
of
because
information. That the fact that you didn't let him walk you home, and I want to honor you for acknowledging what felt safe for you, but that might be what had him think, oh, well, does she like me, does she not like me? So again, the opportunity to reaffirm him, to let him know, it would be, oh, you know what, I really had a great time, and thank you so much for offering to drive me, but I'd really rather walk, and I'd love to see you again. You know, so again, letting him know, it's not that I don't want to walk with you because I didn't like you or I didn't have a good time. It's just I prefer to walk, which is a very clear expression of your desire, right? But then also, I think, Maria, from what I'm hearing, I think he was seeking reassurance that you'd go out with him again.
Mm. Yeah, and I wasn't very sure if I was, you know, if I wanted to date him again or not,
right.
but he was a really cool guy that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even I would just love to be friends with because he's into a lot of the same stuff I do. So
yeah, so even that not being sure might have been in this space. So I don't mean to put you off, but I don't know how much time we have, but I would say if there's an opportunity for you to send a quick text, again, not chasing or pursuing him, just sending the message like, hey, you know, be great to see you again, and that's it. Leave the ball in his court. If he's gonna respond to it, he will. If he's not, then next.
I'm still on, you know, the site, so I can still send him a message and and do all
great.
That.
Great.
Cool. Thank you for calling, Maria. That's a great question.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Well, I know you guys have an agenda, so I'll just listen.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That really was a great question, because a lot of times it's okay, what do you say? What do you do at the end of the day? how do you end it, you know, in a way that lets both people know that, hey, maybe. And I always encourage women, unless you had a really, really bad time or you were disrespected, be open to a second date. Because like I said before, the first date sometimes is a little nerve-wracking. People tend to be a little bit more comfortable on the second date.
Okay, what's the last question then? Our last question is divorce always a bad thing?
There are three types of divorce that I endorse. Okay, three situations. One is if the man is in any way, shape, or form physically abusive to you, and if there are children in the relationship, your children. If there has been any putting of hands on you or your children, I actually would recommend get out, get help. That would be the first situation. The second situation is if the man is actively addicted to either drugs, alcohol, or gambling. Now, this doesn't mean somebody who's in recovery and who's taking the steps to address the situation. It's somebody who's actively addicted to any drug, prescription or otherwise, alcohol, or gambling. Why? Because you will never come first in that person's life. The substance or the thing that they are addicted to will be first. And so you cannot be vulnerable, and you can open your heart completely to somebody who does not have your best interests at heart. And the third situation would be if the person that you are with is incapable of being faithful to you. That doesn't mean they cheated once, okay? And maybe you guys have chosen, you chose to forgive the person, and you're choosing to work on your relationship again. I'm talking about the person who consistently continues to cheat on you, and you forgive, and they cheat on you, and you forgive. If that person is incapable of making a commitment to you and only you, again, it is not emotionally safe for you to be in that type of relationship. So those three situations are the three times that I believe that divorce is absolutely called for, because there is a physical or emotional danger for the person. Outside of that, I believe that any relationship can be healed and can be restored, and that the woman, and I am speaking specifically to women, the women have the power in the relationship to transform it, because usually what a man will do is respond to the woman. He will respond to her. When she begins to change, you will see miracles happen in your relationship.
Wow. Powerful.
We underestimate the power we have as women. We really do have an immense amount of power to create what we want to have in our lives.
Correct. Because I think that's one of the things that in my work is trying to be very clear of not being someone that is a savior to someone, but to always a pointer, pointing to the person to acknowledge that you have the power to do this. I'm not going to change you. No one is going to change you. You have the power to change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really embrace the power that you already have and come from a place of being a victim and understand that, you know, it's okay that you have been through and you've made choices and you sometimes even put yourself in harm's way. But the fact that you're here now, let's embrace this day, this moment, and take that and move forward. Yeah, that's very, very, very important for women to know the power that we have. The power that
Absolutely.
We have is like no other, because the passion that we have and the potential to nurture and the love of teaching. All women are teachers. All women are just empowered. That's just our nature. That's just the way that we are made. To nurture. That's why we have breath, and that's why we feed, and that's why we
the things that men require, and we have to stop looking at men as these, oh, he's just a dog, all of them are dogs, he's coming to get me. They are frightened just like we are. They are vulnerable just like we are. And we have to look at and look at dates when we go out on a date as you would when you were out with your girlfriend. You just said, okay, wow, we had a great night. We got to do this again.
Right.
Just as you were saying before, but if we attach it to, oh, my God, this is a man, this might be the one. Maybe if I didn't say the right thing, oh, my God, oh, wait, maybe. No, just like, you know, wow, that was cool. You know, yeah, let's do it again. When we get a chance, you know, we can hang out like that. Let it be light. And he will say, okay, good. Versus, you know, yeah, so this is great. This is
really, really. You just reminded me, one of the experts on the telesummit that we're starting tomorrow, he said, and I told him I was gonna tweet him on the day of his interview, that women don't realize what powerful vessels for God's love we are, like that God's love just flows through us, and that we underestimate it. We underestimate ourselves all the time. So I told him, oh, I'm tweeting that the day of your interview because a lot of times we see ourselves as a victim of our circumstances rather than the co-creator of the life that we want to have. And when we can shed the victim mentality, we can step into our power and really own it. We can completely transform our world and the world of everyone around us, which is what I, you know, what I was sharing before, that we really, our mission is to transform the world one woman, one heart, one relationship at a time, because that's how powerful we are.
I say amen to that. Wonderful. Yeah. Are there any questions in the chat room at all?
No questions in the chat room.
Everyone is just receiving today. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. With the online dating, is there an age limit, or is there an age inappropriate for, I know you have to be at least 18 to sign up on these sites, but is there a range of age that you would put on a website? If you're 70 years old, if you're 80 years old, would that be appropriate or inappropriate? How would someone that because they're very savvy 70 and 80 year old and maneuver on the internet. So can you give something about elders or seniors or grandmas?
Sure. So I tell people, you know, there are a lot of people and that are maybe older in age but very, very young in spirit. And they don't necessarily want to date someone who's ready, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, just some of my older clients that are in their 60s, they're not necessarily looking to just hunker down and, you know, live out the rest of their days with someone. They really want to continue living. They have a very active lifestyle, and they, you know, want to continue going out and learning and exploring and dancing and all of those things. So I tell them, make your age range wide enough, because you still get to choose. Once you've gone out for coffee or whatever, you can choose if this person's too young for you, if they're, you know, not young enough at heart for you. But you don't want to limit yourself to, you know, a 5-year period or a 10-year period if you're actually open to experiencing life. Because there may be another gentleman, I'm speaking to women, who is older than you, who's just as young at heart as you are. And you're closing him out, you're closing off the door to him because of his age, which is maybe what you're experiencing yourself with men your age or younger. So I always tell them, you know, get to know the person. Actually, you know, talk to them enough. Let them know how active you are. Let them know the types of things that you like to do. Ask him what are the things that he does on his spare time. See if there are things that you, maybe you don't do them, but you'd be open to learning how to, you know, ski or something else. And use the dating period for what it is, which is to get to know the person, to see if this is someone that you would like to move into a relationship with. And so I always thought, don't limit yourself by saying, you know, 5 years, 10 years. Look to see within yourself what you're willing to open yourself up to, and then you get to choose whether or not you're going to end up seeing that person after they wink at you or you get to know them and chat with them a little bit online. You'll still get to choose. So leave the door as open as possible at the beginning, and then you get to be as selective as you would like as time goes on.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, that was just crossing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm back in the dating pool. I'm having so much fun. So much fun, yes. It's like five,
so
six dates. Yeah, I'm good with that. I love that concept. Because you're never worried about, are you going to go out? You'll always have someone calling you.
Exactly. There's always something to do. And like I was saying, the meetup groups and social groups like that, that get together regularly, that gives you, even if the person who you're going to end up going out with isn't part of that group, but you're going someplace where there's other people, you're, again, opening up the possibilities. You're making,
right.
You're improving the possibility of you meeting someone by, unless you're going to break every appliance in your house and hope that the man who comes to fix, the person who comes to fix is the right person for you. You know, you're going to break your refrigerator and your dryer, you know, or you're going to order lots and lots of things online and hope that the UPS guy is really hot. Then you're going to have to get out there.
Yeah,
you're going to
have to get out there. And know that it's safe. That is safe because you could meet an axe murderer, you know, like you said, in a grocery store. You just have to breathe and just understand it's an adventure. And it's just like you're going on a new part of your life. So I've embraced it. So I'm really, that's why I was really, really happy that she said that you would be able to be on the show. So thank you so much. This has been amazing. We said you could be on for an hour. This was just 2 hours of just wonderful, delicious fun. And
so
lots of information, lots of information. So please share with us again your contact information, your email information, and how to sign up for tomorrow. Because yes, that's so necessary. So people can find you and you can share some of this love. But like you said, you want to share this world with those who are looking for and trying to find the joy of love and a relationship.
Yes, yeah, so the URL or the webpage where you can register to be part of the From Heartache to Your Heart's Desires Telesummit is www.heartachetoheartsdesires.com. Okay, and both hearts and desires have S at the end. heartachetoheartsdesires.com. And you just enter your name and your email address. Right after that, you'll get an email asking you to verify your email address. If you don't do that, then you won't be able to receive the interview, okay? And if you would like to email me, my email address is Gladys, that's G-L-A-D-Y-S, at heartsdesireintl.com, heartsdesireinternational.com. Okay, so you could email me there, and you can also like our page on Facebook, which is Hearts Desire International, facebook.com/heartsdesireintl.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Ruby, do you have anything else that you wanted to say or to take us to the next 10
minutes? Yes. I actually wanted to ask, do you travel to do workshops and things like that?
We're always open to invitations. What we do request, let's say somebody actually just contacted me from Canada this week, and what I told her was the best way for us to be able to go to a city is if that person partners with us and they say they can get 15 to 20 people, 15 to 20 women, because our target population is women, to come to the workshop. And they will help us with the promoting and all that stuff. That person actually gets to attend the workshop for free because of the role that they've played. And we can then justify, you know, traveling to a different location. If it's within the state of Florida, that's always more doable because that's where we're located. But we, you know, that's definitely if somebody's interested in having us come to their city or their state or their country, because we've also been invited to South Africa and things like that, then definitely contact me by email, and we can set up a way. We would provide you with all of the marketing materials, all of the things to share with the people in your location so that you can get a group of people together, and then it becomes very doable for us.
Okay, great. Yes, expanding
Thank
the family.
You.
Healing,
yes.
Yes. One woman at a time.
Absolutely right.
Thank you very much.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have for Ms. Gladys.
Well, thank you so much for this invitation. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And, of course, you know me. This is not the last time you're going to hear from me. I want to whenever. Yes, I'm like that. Whatever I have something, I want to experience more and more and more and more. Because, I mean, if it feels good. Yes, that's one thing when I was teaching in the third grade. I would have so much fun in the classroom. The children would, are you going to be in Miss Yeager's class? Everybody loved me because I made fun. Our classroom was amazing. We would be just having so much fun. The principal would pass by, what's going on? And we're just, my class was just always on point. Because I think that you learn when you're having fun.
Yeah,
you're learning so much when you're having fun. Huh?
Yeah. I used to teach too. I was a fourth grade teacher, and our class was like. It was like our friends was like, "What are you teaching?" And it would be, you know, the objective, but we were just having so much fun; it didn't feel like it.
That's right. We would have fun. That's what it is. And you remember when you're having fun because you make it a part of your world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what we're. So you will be hearing from us, and of course our. Followers, please follow us on Twitter and follow Gladys on Twitter also and on our website. Keep in the rhythm of knowing that each woman, what is it like, each one of us heal the world? I have to coin that phrase.
That we're transforming the world one woman, one heart, one relationship at a time.
Yes, we're transforming it. So we can keep in and keep that in mind and just keep our hearts open to know that as women or men, the other person that's sitting in front of you is as nervous as you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's as nervous as you are. And do everything, number one, to be cordial, to be nice. Just to be nice.
Yeah.
It's just like, and think of you going out, which is going out with a friend. You're going out with your girlfriend that has a hoarse voice and has on pants. You're just going out with a friend. Yeah, it's not a big deal. And so they're as nervous as we are. And we have to, again, as Gladys is saying, that we don't, you know, don't come from a place of, you know, we shouldn't always come from a place of victim and that, you know, we are open and vulnerable. And it's a good thing. Of course, you're going to keep yourself safe physically and emotionally under date, but still open to just receiving and recognize that that person in front of you is just as nervous as you are. They don't know either. You could be a female mass murderer as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not about because he has more muscles. He's a killer. You know, think of him as, okay, I'm going out to lunch with my friend. You know, just a friend. Yeah, so I really enjoyed this conversation. You asked me about my upcoming classes. Just go to yayafini.com. Yes, the mediumship class. This class is, there's so many people that have intuition, insight, hear voices, see colors, have premonitions, and sometimes we're not in a position to really embrace it, and then we unfortunately feel that we can't share it because there's something wrong with us. And so this particular class is to help us to embrace all of the special talents and gifts that the universe has of touching us and tapping us and saying, you are great. You're powerful. Here's another way of looking. Here's another way of interpreting. Here's another way of seeing the world through the eyes of the spirit. And so that's what that particular class is about. It's really a very interesting class. We do things to just to help you to relax and to listen to your intuition and trust it and know that it is you and it is God and it's the expression of God that allows you to have these things. So. That's the class that you asked me to explain. But we have all types of things coming up. Just go to my website. And if you, as you say, sign up for my newsletter once a month, because I don't believe in bombarding you with newsletters of what's happening. Because you get 10 of those and you start, you know, deleting. But I do it once a month, and we have all types of interesting things, topics, what's up, what's coming up, testimonials, events, things that have happened to me in my life. Things that are upcoming and that type of thing. So it's really a nice little newsletter that you can pass on to your friends, or you could just join in with some of the programs and things that we're doing. So thank you so much for allowing me to be in. Ruby, as usual, you are fantastic. what are you doing so that we can have some information about you before we say good evening to Gladys and myself? What are you up to?
Okay. Before I do that, I want to say I want to let our family know about next month's topic. Next month's topic is ancestors/elders. If you know of any elders 90 years plus who want to come on and speak as our guest next month, please give Yaya Fini a call. That number is 888-419-5848. Again, 888-419-5848. If you have any ancestors, any elders who, you know, 90 years or plus, we'll take 82, 84, but have them call in and talk to us. And when
yes,
you call
and
that
I
number,
will feature them as a guest.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, family. For me, my book is hot off the press. I just received it on Tuesday. Survivors. It's Survivors Emancipation Day, the second edition. It's actually on Amazon. I saw it there today. It'll be out in ebook as well. Yay. I created a PowerPoint presentation and a workbook for mentoring to young ladies, because I have a mentoring program, so I created that so I could use, and I do workshops on that. And I also speak on domestic violence. I have a couple places I'm speaking at in October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
And so how do we follow you? How can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at www.rubyburke.com. RubyBurke.com, or you can email me at Children's Book Workshop, childrensbookworkshop@yahoo.com.
Great. Well, congratulations on your book. I am so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to St. Lucia for my first book signing.
Huh?
I'm going to St. Lucia next week for my first book signing. I hope they'll let me bring books into the country.
Oh, yes, definitely. They will. They will, definitely. Well, may the spirit that gave you the name of that book and the spirit that is guiding you just hold you up to the women and the men that you will be healing and do the work, because the love that you have and the compassion that you have for others, it just shows in just your face and your smile and in the rapport that you have here on the show. So thank you so much. I'm so proud of you. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. Again, Gladys, thank you so much, and tell your sister Michelle that we said thank you, but I'm glad she was out enjoying her romance.
She actually sent a text thanking us all for being so understanding and allowing her to celebrate, to enjoy her Mother's Day present.
Yes, that was so awesome. And tell your handsome husband that I said hola.
I will.
So thank you so much. If there's any parting words that you would like to say to us, Gladys, please, you have the last word on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I just want to remind everyone that who you are is whole, perfect, and complete. You were created to love and be loved. So just allow the love that's already waiting there for you to enter into your heart, to flow in you, through you, and to you. And know that I always end every single one of my calls with, until our hearts meet again, remember that you are loved.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was really nice. I really enjoyed you, and I loved all the questions that we had. And I would like to say thank you, Ms. Gladys, for coming on. And I would like to thank our wonderful host, Yaya Fini. Please don't forget, go to her website, www.yayafini.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll be glad you did.
And Facebook me and Twitter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. Let's say it like we'll say it.
We have 23 seconds left.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a beautiful, bountiful evening. And may this Mother's Day for all three of us and all of our listeners who are mothers, our sisters, have a glorious and wonderful celebration. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you both. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, family.